The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, those protests are continuing into a fourth day around the country, but there's huge confusion this morning over whether representatives from the protest group have been invited to a meeting with ministers this afternoon. Let's get the latest now with Aisling Maloney, political reporter with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Aisling. This is changing by the minute, isn't it?
Changing by the minute, and you mentioned there, has the government changed its tune? Well, certainly nobody is singing the right harmony. Nobody's even singing in the right timing, the wrong key. There's huge confusion over what exactly is happening. And there's definitely either miscommunication or misunderstanding caught up in the mix here somewhere. You have the, let's go from the top down. Let's just start there because it is quite confusing, Claire. The Taoiseach speaking to the Irish Times late last night and on the paper this morning, saying that he was open to mechanisms of speaking to the protesters, it seems in an indirect or back channeling manner, that there was conversations with government TDs that could facilitate kind of back channeling discussion with the protesters. Nothing in the form of a roundtable negotiation with government or anything like that, but certainly that there was a suggestion from the Taoiseach on the front to the Irish Times that there would be a back channeling of sorts. But what we heard last night, let's go to the protester side. So you have James Gagan. He is one of the protesters in the Dublin, I suppose, situation. They're on O'Connell Street. Everyone's seen the pictures of lorries and tractors parked up on the main thoroughfare of Dublin city centre. And he's one of the kind of main voices of this protest. Now, he claims to be the PRO, the public relations officer of this protest, and another man, John Dallin, as well. And James Gagan said last night on primetime that there was a breakthrough, that there is going to be a meeting with the protesters. However, when you dig down into that, government are still saying, and government spokespeople are this morning reiterating, that the meeting that exists today, this afternoon, is with the Minister for Agriculture and the Minister for Transport and other ministers and the official representative bodies like the Irish Road Haulage Association, the Irish Farming Organisation, MACRA, the Farming Contractors Organisation and others, so on, that are nationally representative bodies. Yeah. They're saying that's who the meeting is with, and they are who those people bring with them to the meeting is up to them. But what I've heard from protesters, and I spoke to James Gagan this morning, he said, we're not going in with any of them. They don't represent us. Those organisations have failed.
Yeah,
so we're at this morning.
And those organisations have been out this morning. And we heard a lot on Anton's programme on Breakfast this morning about this, saying that they're not bringing the protest representatives in with them. But James Gagan also said to Anton that despite what was promised earlier, that if they got a meeting, they would call off the protests. That is not happening now. And he cited a lack of trust in the government.
Yes.
So even if the meeting was granted, Aisling, the protests will continue.
And this is it, because this is the government's line all along. We will engage with the representative bodies. And they do that because there's an idea of holding them to account, that a representative body, you know, engages with the government on various things at various times of the year on various issues. And they have to have an element of credibility, that what they say, when they say something, they promise something, or they maybe threaten a strike or say they'll pull back on a strike, that they actually will follow through on that. And the problem that the government has with or negotiating or discussing or engaging with this protest is that it doesn't have one body. It doesn't have one organisation that speaks for everyone that they can believe will follow through on what they promise. So in particular, like, you know, James Gagan this morning as well, when I was speaking to him, was saying that, you know, he says he has full control over the nationwide protest, that he's speaking to people in various areas. But those people are organising locally, and there's no guarantee. He thinks he has full control. He says he does, but there isn't a guarantee that is the case. And so this morning, even, you know, James Gagan, who has been out at the forefront of this protest, is saying that, as you said, now that they believe they are meeting with government, or that they are getting some sort of hearing with government, they still haven't called off the protest.
Yeah, okay. Well,
and
listen,
so therein lies the problem with negotiating with them.
It certainly does. And this is changing and moving by the minute. We will be speaking to the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, at some point over the programme. So hopefully we'll get a little more clarity on the government side, at least. But Aisling, thank you very much for that update. We're going to bring you the latest from around the country in just a moment. But on day four of the fuel protests in the capital, firstly, is support for the protesters building or waning? Well, we asked those on the streets of Dublin this morning.
Oh yeah, I would support them, yeah. Yeah, 100%. It's just the price of diesel and everything else, the price of petrol. It's too much to pay out at the end of the week, especially if it's a company and it's on top of your wages and paying out wages and a high diesel bill.
I'd support them, but the way they're going about it, yeah, I think there's a bit of a divide in the country about it. Well, I'm coming from Meath, so I was on a 6:30 bus this morning and saw most of the country on the way into work this morning, so a bit of a pain, you know.
I do support them 100%, even though I had to walk to work this morning, but it has to be done. I mean, they're in the middle of O'Connell Street and everything for the past 3 days. Look at their work, do you know what I mean? They're going through hell at the moment as well, so people need to feel sorry for them. They really do. They need to feel sorry for them.
Well, I sympathise with them, but I think they've gone too far. They're paralysing the city and they're affecting people. They can make their protest, but hospitals, fuel, I mean, it's gone beyond what's normally acceptable, and hopefully it'll end today. I mean, I would like to see the army on the streets. I mean, that'd be, you know, just bad. So hopefully today.
I suppose I can understand why they've done it, and in some sense it is nice to see Irish people protesting and really standing up for what they believe in, which frequently I think we can be accused of not doing. I would also say, you know, I've passed guys asleep in tractors on O'Connell Street this morning on my walk in, which, you know, you do feel for them then because it's a cold night, especially yesterday. But overall, no, I think standing their ground for the last few days has been no harm. I think the government should meet with them. I understand that's difficult because there's not a nominated representative, but something needs to be done.
That's Sarah Madden, our reporter there, speaking to people on the streets of Dublin this morning. Let's find out the latest now from around the country. Newstalk reporter Josh Crosby is in Limerick, in Foynes. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Claire.
What's the latest from Foynes Port?
Yes, yeah, so look, there's still a strong presence of protesters here at the entrance to Foynes Port. There are over 50 vehicles lined up and down the road. When I was on with you yesterday, the first truck carrying chemicals for water treatment was allowed in just before midday. And then the attention then turned to animal feed and kerosene and what would be done there. Now, I've just got confirmation from the spokesperson of the group here, the protesters in Foynes, that they've now opened the port up for animal feed and they're going to leave out 5 loads of fuel for frontline emergency workers. Now, how that is sold or separated at the pumps, I can only assume it is completely up to the service station owners. But when I first arrived here this morning, protesters, they were not giving away too much. And I suppose this was mainly down to the uncertainty about this planned meeting this afternoon, who was going, who was not going. But now that there are, I suppose, different allowances, you can say here, of what is being let in or out, I think we are moving towards a slightly, and I want to emphasise on the word slightly, different phase. The protest is still very much alive here. I actually met a young man earlier who works in the port, and he was telling me that he's a farmer himself, so he supports the protest. He says the government needs to help the farmers to bring this to an end.
This is ridiculous, like, just trying to actually make it to town to even get diesel for tractors to keep the machinery going. It's ridiculous altogether. Yeah, so
you decided to come along here and join the lads?
Yeah, so I'm working inside in the port, and I'll stand out with the boys now there afterwards as well, so I just hope the government will see a reason, like. But
and what's the mood like with your colleagues in the port?
Somber, very somber, like. Everyone is, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Everyone is stressful, very stressed.
Not knowing where it's going.
Not knowing where it's going, not knowing how to get there. This is ridiculous. So, yeah.
So are you walking to the port now?
I'm going walking into the port now to do a bit of work. But, like, you know, it's fine. Everyone is trying to do it a little bit, like. So I'll come out afterwards and I'll stand here for the night then with the boys. So, yeah.
So you're doing double shifts?
Double shifts, just trying to do a small bit for the boys as well, like, you know, show some bit of support. So, yeah, they have my back in 100%, but I have to try and make the money to pay for the diesel to get down here as well, so.
What would you like to see come out of this meeting? Because we've heard from some of the protesters in Dublin that if they don't get all their demands, that they're not moving. Where do you see this progressing, or how could it be resolved?
The government will have to just, how will I say, they'll have to just meet us halfway, drop the prices and the diesel and petrol a small bit, and green diesel a small bit. But I don't, until that, we won't be going.
That is one worker in Foyne's Port there, Josh, who is supporting the protesters. So what do you think, given that you've seen some slight changes this morning in the strategy there, what do you think will happen next at Foyne's?
So this really is the latest update, Claire. Like, I'm yet to see the trucks come in or out. It was just announced in the last half an hour, 40 minutes. But like the chemical trucks yesterday who are waiting on standby, I'm sure they will be arriving when they can. I actually met one of the drivers of an animal feed truck earlier who, like that young port worker, was telling me he supports the protest as well, as he works in agriculture. And to be honest, that is the attitude we're hearing from a swell of people in rural Ireland. So what's next, I suppose, is to see these fuel trucks leave, and I'm sure they'll be welcome at forecourts wherever their destination is. And the guys here, I suppose, are waiting to see what comes out of the meeting to decide their next course of action after that.
Josh, thank you very much. That's Josh Crosby. Let's go to the Galway Fuel Depot now and our reporter, Maggie Chambers. So Maggie, Josh telling us there that some fuel trucks will be allowed to leave that fuel for emergency workers, according to the protesters. Anything like that happening where you are?
Hi, Claire. Not really. The two main stories here this morning are a fuel pump is coming and three representatives from this group are gone to Dublin to hopefully meet some members of the government. In regard to the boat, the tide isn't high enough yet for it to come through. But when it eventually does, I've been told it will pump fuel down to the depot. Protesters are saying that this won't get people to leave because the truck drivers won't be able to get past the blockade. So the fuel that has arrived will simply remain where it is. On the meeting side of things, they are hopeful and are happy, to be honest, that their three representatives are there. However, that optimism is kind of being tempered with scepticism. Many people here are worrying that they don't want to be led on. A consistent message from protesters is that a meeting alone will not be enough. They want the carbon tax scrapped and all of their demands met in full. One man said he's not leaving until green diesel is capped at €1. Most of the people I've spoken to have been here throughout the night, with some saying they haven't slept properly since Tuesday. There's also been a noticeable rise in younger people joining the protest today. I spoke to one girl as young as 14. Many of the protesters are saying that this demonstration is about protecting the future for the next generation. Fires are continuing to burn in steel barrels. It's so cold here. Some are even singing to keep their spirits up. And a porta cabin has now been brought in, which is providing storage for food, which has been moved inside to keep it dry and chilled. There is so much food there, trying to deliver some to the Simon community. There are about 40 people here now, I would say, but I'm told numbers surged to between 600 or 700 last night after a video calling for support gained traction online. But to be honest, Claire, the message here is clear. While there is some hope around today's development, protesters remain firmly in their place and say they're not leaving until their demands are fully met.
All right, Maggie, thank you very much. Maggie Chambers there from in Galway. Let's go back to Dublin now and back to O'Connell Street and our reporter Ella Anderson, who's there. So Ella, what's happening in the capital this morning?
Good morning. There's loads happening here. We have a good group of well over 100 people now gathering at the O'Connell Monument, where members of the public have dropped off food such as pizzas, cooked chips. We've got fizzy drinks, water, and they've also dropped off some sleeping bags and duvets as well. There is about 105 vehicles last time I counted that are blocking O'Connell Street at the minute, and that blockade has continued now onto some of the quays, and O'Connell Bridge is closed off as well as Westmoreland Street. The vibe here is incredibly positive, despite a lot of confusion over whether they will be meeting government later today. People have been posing for photos in tractor wheels. Big groups of young people, young farmers, getting together to have a chat and to take pictures together today. There has been a few incidences with the public where they've clashed once or twice, but that has been broken up by Gardaí pretty quickly. And majority of the time, members of the public are coming here and they're applauding them and they're thanking them for their help and they're dropping off cups of coffee and bits of food. So all in all, very positive over here, despite the confusion over whether the government will be meeting with the protesters today. There's been a few quiet meetings with representatives, but that's about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Ella. Now let's go to Whitegate Oil Refinery in Cork. And our reporter, Jamie O'Hara, is there. And Jamie, I understand you're seeing some discussions happening between protesters and the Gardaí there.
That's right, Claire. Yes, good morning. So I've been here since about 20 past six this morning, but just at about 8:30, maybe 20 to nine, Gardaí turned up, and I suppose they asked some of the protesters to just step away from the main protest area just to a slightly quieter part to talk to them. Now, they've been talking to them for, it's going on about 35 minutes now at this stage. I just needed to check my phone for the time. And what happened was, Gardaí were talking to protesters. It doesn't seem like it's very agitated. It's certainly animated, as people using their arms, they're gesticulating. But overall, I would say it's very calm. And then what they did then was they were speaking to Gardaí for about maybe 15 minutes. Then the protesters stepped away just to the side, spoke among themselves for maybe 10 minutes, and now they're talking right now again to Gardaí. I mean, you'd have to think it is to ask them if they will remove their trucks, if they will remove their tractors, if they will remove their vans, if they'll take down the marquees, if the chip van will be leaving. You would think it is for a resolution to this.
Now, we heard from Josh Crosby there in Foyne saying that a decision was made by the protesters to let some of the fuel trucks leave the port there. Any indication that that might happen where you are?
Not yet. And we haven't been able to speak to the protesters that were speaking to Gardaí that then walked away when we did ask them, when we did shout to them saying, what were the discussions about? They weren't keen to tell us, or they weren't keen to talk to us about what was happening. What I do know is a gas truck, a Calor gas truck, did earlier drive in unobstructed, unloaded its gas load, and then drove back away again. Protesters here as well, very keen to say they're not actually blockading the road. I mean, staff members have been driving in and out all day long. It's quite quiet here as well. There's not a huge amount of traffic, but it is free. You can drive straight through. You can drive straight into the refinery. Now, whether or not they would stop a truck if it approached is another thing. But right now, the road is not 100% blocked. So I guess maybe the discussions as well with protesters today are to see if they would be available, or if they would be amenable to allowing a certain amount of deliveries to leave this oil refinery.
And is there a heavy Garda presence there?
No, not really. No, it's been very casual. I mean, it's a very, very peaceful. It's a very peaceful gathering here. It's very quiet. There's no loud hailers. There's no shouting. There's no loud music or anything like that. People are just kind of standing around. It's still quite early, and there's a yellow rain warning today. But I mean, if I just count 1, 2, 3, I can count about maybe 3 Gardaí.
Okay,
that's pretty much it.
All right, Jamie. We'll come back to you if you get any news on what was said, or whether there was any sort of a move to resolve this there in the conversations that you witnessed this morning. But for now, thank you for being with us, Jamie O'Hara, our reporter in Whitegate Oil Refinery in Cork. We'll be coming back to this, of course, over the course of the morning. Send your messages in to us on this fuel protest. What do you think about it today on day 4, 087 1400 106? This listener says, sitting in this traffic for 30 minutes to get materials for a job on the M1, and I'm happy to do so. Carry on, boys. Fair play to them. Another, arrest them and get them off the road. Who do they think they are? They've no official backing. To be fair to the Irish people, and especially the ones protesting, we don't really do this. We usually just get on with it. But enough is enough. The Irish government don't realise how good they have it. This listener says, these protesters are a bunch of clowns. It might be time for the guards to knock heads. Keep them coming in if you've been affected by the protest this morning. We want to hear from you. 087 1400
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.